John 5:14. Go ahead, turn there with me. First John, I said John. First John 5:14. First John 5:14. Amen. When you get it, say amen. If they get it up on the screen, we all can look at it. First John 5:14 says what? And this is the confidence that we have in him. What? And this is what? The confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Verse 15. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have what? The petition that we desire of him. And 2 Corinthians 1:20. 2 Corinthians 1:20. This is God's word to us. You see it? For what? All the promises. How many of the promises? All the promises of God in him are yes and amen. If we ask anything according to his will, all the promises is yes. If we ask anything according to his will, what is his will? His word. What he said. Is his will to heal? Is his will to save? Is his will to forgive? Is his will to love? Is it his will to protect? Is it his will to teach? Is it his will to guide you? If we ask anything, I think it's 89. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright. No good thing. Is his will. He just told you, I will not withhold any good thing from you. All you gotta do is walk it right. What? Pray right, live right, talk right, ask right. Ask in faith, that's right. Work faith that works by love. So all the promises in him is what? They are. All of his promises in him, they are what? Yes. And amen. By the glory of God, or to the glory of God. Every promise in him is yes. So, number five, God wants his will done on the earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 6:9. Listen to this. I'll tell you what he said when I get there. Matthew 6:9. You got it? After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Verse 10. What? Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth. How? God wants his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Ask your question. Is there any sickness in heaven? Is there any poverty in heaven? Is there confusion? Is there any storms and tornadoes in heaven? Huh? Is there lying and cheating going on in heaven? You see, that's why he gave us his will. That's why we men ought to always pray. so his will can be done in us on earth as it is in heaven. Because we have an adversary, we have an enemy who Adam allowed to come into this earth realm and brought disorder and separated man from God. But we have a second last Adam who came and restored us, what? Back to God. So God can carry out his will in our lives on this earth as it is in heaven. That's why men ought to always pray. There's tremendous power, and I want to look at this one. There's tremendous power exercised and released in united prayer. Turn with me to Acts chapter 4, verse 23. Acts 4, 23. Tremendous power is available to believers. I know we looked at it and we have read this scripture many times, but that's why I can go get my egg again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I had some eggs this morning, and you know what? I'm going to eat me some more in the morning. Hallelujah. And I find that every time I open this Bible and read it, there's food for my spirit.